Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Gimel, but you wouldn't know it from where we are. We're all the way back on Lamed Beis and Beis, close to the top of the page on Lamed Beis and Beis. And we're going through the Pesukim that relate to Zichronos and Shofros and Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Le'iloi Nishmas Pesi Bas Tzvi, whose life paralleled Rachel Yemenu as she was childless for many years before having a son Yosef. On her yard site by the Katz family, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorships. As I mentioned, we're first going to continue our discussion about Malchus Achronos and Shofros. Then we're going to have a Mishnah toward the bottom of the page that's going to discuss the placement of Shofar and Halel in Shachris or Musaf, whether the Baal Shachris or the Baal Musaf is involved in saying the Halel. Then we're going to discuss why there's no Halel in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about violating Isurim to secure a Shofar. If a person gets a Shofar by going past the Tchum Shabbos or other things, climbing a tree, on Shabbos Yom Tov, etc. Then the Gemara on Amud Aleph, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, is going to talk about this, the big Tosos, is because this is the sugya of women in Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. So this is the famous Tosos that discusses whether there's a bracha when a woman volunteers to perform a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Then the Gemara is going to talk about children blowing shofar on Shabbos, and it's going to, on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about Misasek B'Tkiya Shofar. If Tkiya Shofar happens without kavana at all, to be blowing, someone is totally misasik in their tkiya shofar. And then in the Mishnah we're probably not going to get to today is we're going to discuss the number and the length of tkiyos on Amud Beis. So let's begin again all the way up on Amud Beis. Amud Beis, we are at Su'ur Sharm Rashaychem V'Yinasu Pischei Olam V'Yavo Melech HaKavod Miza Melech HaKavod Hashem Yizuz V'Gibar Hashem Gibar Melchama. So the Gemara breaks down that pasuk. The first time that it says ishtayim, it says melech twice, so it counts as two in the count of malchios, because it says v'yavo melech hakavod, and it says mihuzeh melech hakavod. And then in the su'usharim shnia, the second time it says su'usharim, that counts as shalosh, that counts as three malchios, because it says by that one Hashem tzva. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, those psukim alone have five, count as five psukim of Malchios. So, if you need 10 psukim of Malchios, you knock off five just with those psukim alone. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the entire Su Sharim Rishona Achas. The first one, it only counts as one, because the pasuk Miuzem Melech HaKavod doesn't count as Malchios, because it's only a lashon of She'ela. Su Sharim, that it says Shnia, the second time, is Shtayim. That could count as two, because we count that which it says, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, and Hashem Tzvakos Hu Melech HaKavod. But Mihuzeh Melech HaKavod doesn't count, because that's also B'lashon She'ela. That's not a declaration of Hashem as Melech. That's asking, hey, who's the Melech? So when you just ask, who's the Melech, that doesn't count as a mention of Malchios. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that those psukim are counted as three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, together they count as three psukim of Malchios. Nafkamina is if someone wants to get exactly 10 psukim of Malchios, meaning you're allowed to add more than 10 psukim of Malchios if you want, so there wouldn't be a problem. But if you want to get exactly 10, can you count these as 5 toward the 10, or can you only count them as 3 toward the 10? Another machlokas that we have about the psukim of Malchios between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Zamru Elukim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkeinu Zameru, Kimelech Kala Aretz. So someone who says those psukim with Malchios Shtayim, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says they count as two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas, that they only count as one Malchus, because the first pasuk Zamru L'Malkeinu Zameru is not considered a mentioning Malchus, because it mentions the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with regard to one nation. V'shavin b'melech Elukim al goyim Elukim Yoshav al kisei kacho shi Achas. And both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the pasuk of Melech Elukim al goyim Elukim Yoshav al kisei kacho it counts as one malchus, because the end of the pasuk of Elkim Yoshev al Kisei Kacho definitely does not count as Haskar's malchus, because it's not a lashon of malchus at all. Then there's another machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda about the pasukim of Zikaron sheyesh bo trua. If you have a pasuk of Zikaron that also mentions trua, kigon shabbason zichron trua mikra kodesh. So omra ima zichronos. So the halacha is you could say it with the zichronos, va omra ima shofaros, or you could say it, since it mentions trua, you could say it with the shofaros. Rabbi Yossi says that this pasuk is it's ambidextrous, right? It could go either way. So Rabbi Yehuda omer eino omra ella ima zichronos bilvad. No, you only say it in the zichronos. The lashon of trua is not considered shofaros. So you have to dafka mention the word shofar to be included in shofaros. You can't just include it just because it has a lashon of trua in it. Similar machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda in the pasukim of Malchus, sheyesh imo trua. If you have Malchus and trua in the same pasuk, not Zichronos and trua like we just discussed, but Malchus and trua in the same pasuk, kigon Hashem elukav imo truas melech bo, omra ima malchios va'omra ima shofaros. If Rabbi Yossi says that's also ambidextrous, you can count it toward Malchios, you can count it toward shofaros. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino omra ela ima malchios bilvad. No, it only counts toward the Malchios. And similar machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is trua she'eni maloklum. What if you have a pasuk that only mentions trua, but it doesn't mention anything else, just trua, kigon yom trua yilchem? Does that count as a pasuk of shofaros? So omre ma shofaros to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda omer ein omre kalikar. That Rabbi Yossi says that counts as a pasuk of shofaros, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it doesn't. Doesn't say the word shofar. All three machlokas are the same machlokas, right? They're all arguing whether when you say trua, that could count as a pasuk of shofaros. So Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't. It's just that when you have, Rabbi Yossi says yes, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't. It's just that when you have it, in the first two examples, the psukim that we brought happened to mention another theme, Malchios or Zichronos, so then it could count as a Malchios or Zichronos. Now the Mishnah had said that in the 10 psukim, Maschil B'Torah, we start with 3 psukim of Torah, and then we have 3 psukim of Ksuvim, Umashlim B'Navi, and we finish with 4 psukim of Navi. That was the Tanakama. But Rabbi Yossi Omer that im hishlim b'Torah yatsa, that if we conclude the series of 10 psukim with a pasuk from the Torah, we're yotze. So im hishlim di'evedin l'chadchilolo, that makes it sound like, yeah, if you did finish the series of 10 psukim with a pasuk from the Torah, that works, but l'chadchilolo you shouldn't do so. V'atanya, but the Bryce says, Rabbi Yossi Omer ha'mashlim b'Torah harizim eshubach, that it's the best thing to be mashlim b'Torah. So ima mashlim. So says Mori, you're right, we never should have said im hishlim. It should have said mashlim, that you ought to complete with a pasuk, you ought to finish off with a pasuk from the Torah. Vaha imishlim katani, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says imishlim diavadin l'chadchilolo, which makes it sound very much that it's only a bediavad l'chadchilolo, you're not supposed to be mashlim with a pasuk in the Torah. It says Mara hachi kamar, this is how to explain Rabbi Yossi, that Maschil b'Torah, Mashlim b'Navi, that we start with Torah, we conclude with Navi, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mashlim b'Torah, v'im hishlim b'Navi yatsa. That no, you're supposed to be Mashlim b'Torah. The im hishlim is going on, and if you're Mashlim instead with a pasuk from the Navi, then you're Yotze as well. So im hishlim is the appropriate word, but not the way we have it in the Mishnah. The way we have it in the Mishnah is that im hishlim is going on a pasuk in the Torah. No, that's not im hishlim, that's Mashlim. That's what you're supposed to do. It's like a chisurim extra, except a funny chisurim extra where we're switching the order also. That it's not im hishlim b'Torah, that it's mashlim b'Torah, and then im hishlim going on b'Navi. Tanya Namiyachi, and we have a brisa that says exactly this. Amr Ablozer Rabbi Yossi Vasikin, the people who are very careful about mitzvos, hayim ashlimin osa b'Torah. They would conclude the series of 10 psukim with a pasuk from the Torah. So you see, clearly Rabbi Blazer wants to do like the shita of his father Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yossi says that is the ideal thing to do. That is what the Vasik can do. Then the Mishnah had said that we don't do any less than 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And those 10 psukim are from Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand the Pesukim of Zechronos V'Shofros, Ikatuva. There are many Pesukim like that in the Torah that talk about Zechronos and Shofros. Elam Malchios, but Pesukim from the Torah that mention Malchios, Tchlasu Dahavion, there are only three of them. Hashem Elukav Yimo Truas Melech Bo, Ve'yihi Bishurin Melech, and Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Ve'ed. Ve'anan Be'in an Eser Ve'leka. But we need 10 Pesukim from Malchios, where four of them have to come from the Torah, because you start with three from the Torah, and we just said, according to Rabbi Yossi, you finish with one from the Torah, and in the Torah there aren't four Pesukim of Malchios. So how can you have four Pesukim of Malchios if you need 10 in total and four of them have to come from the Torah? There are only three Pesukim of Malchios in the Torah. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Toshma, we'll come and bring a raya from a Braisa. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Malchus. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad counts as a pasuk of Malchios, because the Achdus Hashem is Kabbalas Malchus. Right? That's how we refer to that pasuk. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael we know of as Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. So that counts as a pasuk of Malchus. Div Rabbi Yossi, even though it doesn't say the word Melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. No, it doesn't say the word Melech, so that doesn't count as Malchus. They also argue about the pasuk of Yadat Hayom Hashivos Alvachu Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Od. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Malchus. That also counts as Malchus, and it counts as one of the Psukim, because you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Yechidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the Melech alone. So that's considered being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Malchus. That, no, it doesn't say the word Melech, and therefore it's not a Pasuk of Malchus. And also about the Pasuk, Atah Reis L'daski Hashem Elokim, Ein Od, Milvado, Rabbi Yossi will say Malchus, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, it's not Malchus, because it doesn't mention the word Malchus. So it turns out that we're okay, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you have these three extra psukim that all count as malchus. Rabbi Yossi is the only one that said you needed four psukim to begin with. Rabbi Yehuda said that you only needed three psukim to count as malchus because you're mashlim benavi. So Rabbi Yehuda never had the kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. You only found three psukim in the Torah that talk about malchus. Good, those are the three psukim you should use. Rabbi Yossi says you need a fourth pasuk. So Rabbi Yossi expands the definition of what counts as a pasuk of malchus. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Hover l'fnei ateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, when a person davens for an amud on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni, meaning the Bal Musaf, meaning the second guy to daven, which means the Bal Musaf, Matkia. He says the brachos of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros on which we are Tokea B'Shofar. Meaning those extra brachos of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros that are added into Shemon Esrei are added into the Musaf Shemon Esrei, and it's in that context that we blow the Shofar. U'Bishasa Halel, and on days that we say Halel, meaning not Rosh Hashanah, on days that we say Halel, Harishon Makresa Halel. It's the Bal Shachris who reads Halal and everyone answers Halal after him. So the Gemara says, well, Maishna Sheli Dematkia Vishub Debrava Mahajus Melech. Why is it that the second guy is the one, they mean that it's the Bal Musaf who says the Malchus Chonos Shofros upon which we do the Tkiyah Shofar because of Beravam Hadras Melech, and the assumption is that by Musaf time the shul has filled up already, right? It's one of the magical things about shul. No matter what time people come, everyone leaves at the same time. So people have figured out that trick. So they show up Musaf time, and then they get to leave the same time as everybody else. So by Musaf everyone has already showed up to shul already. Ein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashem. So it says Gemara and Ihachi halalami name of Bisheni. But if that's the case, if that's the cheshbon, then by halal also let the Bal Musaf let the Bal Musaf be the one to say halal, because you also want Baravam Mishum de Baravam Adras Melech. El Maishna halal de Brishon. Why is it that halal is different than the Bal Shachris says halal Mishum de Zriz Makdim in the mitzvahs? Because we want to do the mitzvah as early as possible. Well, Tkiyah Nami Nevi Brishon Mishum de Zriz Makdim in the mitzvahs. Why isn't the Indian of Zrizus going to outweigh the Indian of Barava Madras Melech when it comes to Tkiyah as well? Meaning the Gemara is direct, there are a lot of klalim that relate to mitzvos, and there's a lot of discussion in poskim about what to do when klalim contradict each other, right? Hidur mitzvah versus mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. Let's say I know how to write a Sefer Torah, but it's not going to be beautiful. It will be kosher, but it's not going to be beautiful. Or I can have a shliach write a Sefer Torah for me, but it's going to be magnificent because I can hire someone who can write much nicer than me. So do you say mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho? halacha, or do you say hider mitzvah? So you have these kinds of conflicts between klalim of mitzvahs. Rare that the Gemara actually deals with it head on. Right here we have Barava Hadras Melech on the one hand, and you have Zizim Makdim Lemitzvos on the other hand, and it seems that we have a conflict, that when it comes to Halal, we seem to be favoring Zizim Makdim Lemitzvos, when it comes to Shofar, we seem to be favoring Barava Hadras Melech. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, B'shas Kizeris Malchushanu, that our Mishnah says that you're Tokeya, and you say Pesukei Malchus Chorin Shofar, and Musaf is talking about that Shas Hashmad, where the enemies didn't allow us to be Tokeya, so they would wait in ambush throughout the entire time of Shachris to see that we're not Tokeya, and therefore they were Misakein, wait till the enemies leave, you know, wait till the soldiers leave and they're not going to attack you anymore, and then you'll go. As soon as the police leave, then you'll blow the shofar. Apparently they didn't have the patience to wait through a whole Rosh Hashanah davening, so they waited through Shachris, and then you blow Musaf. But the Gemara seems to be saying that really Zrizim Akdim Litzel should beat out Berava Madras Melech. Really, that should be the dominant idea. The Mishnah said b'shas ha-halal, the Baal Shachris says halal. So we'd come b'shas ha-halal from the fact that the Mishnah pivoted and said b'shas ha-halal instead of saying, you know, varish or makras halal, that the Baal Shachris says halal. It makes it very clear mechal de Rosh Hashanah like a halal, that there was a clear pivot in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is telling us, yeah, on Rosh Hashanah we're not saying halal. So b'shas ha-halal means, and if you're talking about a day that you would say halal, meaning a day other than Rosh Hashanah, so my taima amr avivo amru malach eshar smei kodesh baruch hu, because malach eshar say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Pnei Ma'in Yisrael Olam Shiru Lefnecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Why is it that Klal Yisrael doesn't say Shiru on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? Amar Lama, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'Sifre Chaim V'Sifre Mesim P'sukum Lefanav V'Yisrael Olam Shira? Could it be that the Melech is sitting V'Kisei Din with the Sifre Chaim V'Sifre Mesim in front of him, and Klal Yisrael is going to sing Shira? There has to be a little bit of pachad on the Yemei HaDin. And because of that pachad, that's why we don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah. So a couple of things over here. First of all, the lashon of the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is Ein Korin Halal Lo Rosh Hashanah V'Lo B'Yom Kippurim Lefi Sheim Yimei Tefila V'Achnal Lefnei Hashem V'Yirim Imenu V'Nisa Lav V'Tshuva Tchino U'Bakashas Mechila V'Ein Ro'i B'Matzavim Keila L'Smoach V'Losos. That a person is not supposed to have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah because it's a day of Pachad and a day of Din. So in the Sefer Yom Tshuva says, you know, the Torah quotes a Medrash. Rabbi Simon, Ksiv, Kimi Goy Gadol, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrin Ezo Uma Kumazu, that there's no nation like the Jewish people, that we know the nature of our God and we know the way Hashem likes to deal with us. That min Hago Shalom, a person has a din, a person is facing judgment, he's Lovish Shcharim Esatev, Shcharim is sitting in a velus and he's growing his beard and his fingernails because he doesn't know what's going to be with him. But Yisrael is Ein Okein. We're Lov Shem Levanim, we're the Mesat from Levanim, we put on our nicest clothing, we shave and we cut our fingernails, and we eat and we drink and we usmeichim b'Rosh Hashanah, because we know that Hashem is going to do a nes and that we're going to be victorious in din. So that's what the Torah writes. So Tzarchin, our Gemara says beferish that you shouldn't have simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So how could it say in the Medrash that we're ochlim v'shosim smeichim Rosh Hashanah? So the Yom Tshuva says that each yachid on his own is lovish levanim and is sameach la'atzma, because he knows he's going to be written l'chaim. But b'chala olam there's going to be those that are written l'misa, and for the covet of other people, we don't say Halal and Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, because we know that some people are not going to be. So we have a personal level of confidence. Some will see the exact opposite of what we normally say. Rav Soloveitchik often said that when it comes to the din of the tzibur, there's no doubt that tzibur is going to survive. That's where we have the confidence. The confidence is in the tzibur, that we know that Klal Yisrael is always going to live. No matter what happens, Klal Yisrael is always going to survive. We have no personal guarantees, though. So maybe there's that sense of dread on a personal level. So the Yom Tshuva says almost the exact opposite. Now, it's interesting. We said previously that there's tzaddikim, rishayim, and beinonim. And now we're saying nothing about sifrei beinonim. So the Marsha says that that's included in the sifrei chayim u'mesim, because if they're zachu, then they're written l'chayim on Yom HaKippurim. Otherwise, they're written l'misa on Yom HaKippurim. So they're included in the sifrei chayim and sifrei mesim. Anyway, the Ran points out that there's machlokes haga'onim by saying tzidchaschan Rosh Hashanah that's Chal on Shabbos. Some of the Gaonim say that you say Tzidkascha because they have a klal that any day that there's Halal, you don't say Tzidkascha, because you say it on Tzidduk HaDin of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rosh Hashanah, where you don't say Halal, you do say Tzidkascha. Whereas other Gaonim disagreed, and they said that in Rosh Hashanah it's also Rosh Chodesh, and since another Rosh Chodesh we don't say Tzidkascha, so in Rosh Hashanah we also don't say Tzidkascha. So the Ran says that our minhag is that we don't say it in Rosh Hashanah Shchal B'Shabbos, but you say it on Yom Kippur Shchal B'Shabbos, and it could be the reason is because Rosh Hashanah there's Simcha Ba'achilu V'Shtia like other Yom Tovim, so therefore you're not going to say Tzidkascha. But Yom Kippurim, which is the day of Inui, you do say Tzidkascha. So maybe that's the difference. Even though obviously we say Tzidkascha on Shabbos there's Achila. But we view that time of Mincha as the time of Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's why the minhag is that in most places that at Shalosh Udis they don't darshan in Divrei Halacha, they don't darshan in regular Torah, because it's Chacham Shemesh based Midrash Abatel. That's the time of Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's base Medrash, which is entire Klal Yisrael, is Batel to a certain degree. Okay, the Radvaz, just Agav, we said before, Barava Madras Melech happens more at Mosav than it happens earlier. The Radvaz says, because Tefillah Shachris is the same by all the Moados, so everyone knew Shachris, so they would daven on their own. But Tefillah Mosav is different on each Yom Tov, so not everyone knew Yom Tov, so they would come, a lot of people would come together to hear from a Shliach Tzibor, and that's why there was a greater Rava. Meaning it could be, it's not that everyone just showed up late and wasn't interested in davening. The Radvaz is Malamid Zechus and Klal Yisrael. No, everyone's davening. Maybe they're davening in their own small minyanim, but not every little town, not every little village. If let's say you had the five towns where you have 50 shuls, so maybe there was one guy who knew Musaf. So at some point, we'd all gather at, I don't know, the Yungi Shul Woodmere or something, you know, we'd gather at some central location, and then we'd hear one Musaf for everybody. But for Shachris, we'd have each and every place would have their own Baal Shachris, would be able to say Shachris because everyone knew the Shachris Baal Peh. So a little bit of a more charitable read of why there's a Barava Amhadras Melech. Okay, next Mishnah. Says Mishnah, Shofar Shosh Hashanah in Ma'avir Nalavas Atchum. In order to secure a shofar from Rosh Hashanah, if you don't have a shofar where you are, you're not supposed to go beyond your tchum of 2,000 amos in order to hear a shofar or in order to bring the shofar to where you are. Ve'im Mefachin Nalavas Agal. You don't pull off a pile of stones. If the shofar is under a big pile of rocks, you're not allowed to be metaltal the avanim to clear them away in order to secure the shofar. Velo Olin Be'ilan. Nor do you climb a tree in order to get a shofar that happens to be stuck up in a tree, because Chamor where it goes there not to go in a tree on Shabbos lest you pull off some branches. V'lo rochvin al gabi behema. Nor are you allowed to ride on an animal in order to go bring a shofar. Or if you're sick and you're not able to walk by foot, either it's too far or you're not able to, or you're ill. So the chamas are riding on a behemah on Shabbos Yontov because we're afraid you're going to pull off a branch from a tree in order to smack the animal to make it go faster. V'lo shatan al p'nei amayim, and you're not allowed to go on a flotation device in order to secure a shofar because the chamas are being lashed up amayim on Shabbos and Yontov because you're going to come to make a raft. Vein chot chinoso, and you're not allowed to cut a shofar in order to fix it, in order to make it usable. Bein bedavar shum mishum shvus, whether you're using a kli that you don't normally cut a shofar with, which would only be nisid rabbanon, because it's kila achar yad. You're using some, you're using some sort of instrument that would be totally unusual to use for cutting a shofar. Bein bedavar shum mishum lo sase, or whether it's you're using a kli that's normal to cut shofars, which would be a violation of lo. But if you want to put in water or wine into the shofar in order to make the sound more crisp, then you're allowed to do that. That's not called tikkun kli. Beis Din does not have to stop children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah because we want to train them to get them used to doing a mitzvah. So they're doing the mitzvah good. Let them carry on and do the mitzvah. Aval misaskin iman ad sheilmadu. I know aval over here means adraba, meaning not just that you're allowed to, but adraba. The Tos Yontov quotes two perushim over here. Either it means that we're also misaskin, or it's like biram. It's ella, rather adraba misaskin imanat shiliyim will do. We train them in shofar until they learn how to blow, because since they're allowed to blow shofar in Yontov Shor Hashanah for the sake of a mitzvah, we're matirin entirely even to teach children on Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Rosh Hashanah afternoon pirchei groups or whatever could be shofar practicing to teach the children how to blow shofar. V'misasek lo yatz. And someone who's misasek and he blows not l'shem mitzvah is not yotze v'ashomeyam im nisasek lo yotze. And if you hear from someone who's misasek and he's having no kavana to blow shofar, you're also, you're not yotze by hearing it. So says Gemara, my taima, why is it that tkiyah shofar is not docha all other the surim that we mentioned in the Mishnah of going outside the tchum and climbing a tree and riding an animal? Shofar asehu, v'yom tov aseh v'lo saseh. Shofar is a mitzvah saseh. The surim of malacha and yom tov is both an aseh and a lo saseh. V'en aseh docha is lo saseh v'aseh. And the rule is that a mitzvah saseh is not going to be docha a lo saseh v'aseh. The chum have the ability to be okad of minator b'shevi al tasa called tikkun rabbanon kendo reisa tikkun. And since the mitzvah of shofar is not docha that which is asur in the Torah, it's also not going to be docha that which is asur midrabanan, because kol tikun rabanan ken doraisa tiknum. So even though over here shofar is a doraisa, all these things we mentioned in the Mishnah are only drabanans, yeah, but the drabanans that are associated with yom tov, and yom tov on a whole is asay velo sasay. Lo olim bi'ilan v'lo rochman al gabe behema. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to climb a tree, nor are you allowed to ride an animal in order to secure a shofar, because there's a chashash that you may pull a branch off of the tree. So says Gemara, Hashtad Rabbanan Amrit Lo. Once the Mishnah says in the Reisha that you're not allowed to violate an Isur Tchum and an Isur Mukza, even though they're pure Isur Drabbanan, that even if you do them, they're not even a Chashash Isur Torah, Do Reis Mibai. You need to tell me that you're not allowed to violate those Isur Drabbanan that actually come with a Chashash Do Reisa. So you have to say it that way. Meaning it's not saying Do Reis Mibai, that it's an actual Isur Do Reisa. There is no Isur Do Reisa to ride a Behema, there is no Isur Do Reisa Lo Shal Pnei Amayim, but those are Gzeiros. Midoraisa, those exeros midraban, unless you come to violate this midoraisa. So says Gemara, Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu Katani. The Mishnah is picking is choosing to state the halachos in the order of Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu. That first we say that which has a greater chiddush, and even though it's a pure drabanan and it's never going to lead to daraisa, still you're not allowed to violate it for the sake of the mitzvah of shofar. And then we say that which should be even more obvious to us, that those things that may lead you to a violation of mitzvah daraisa, obviously those you're not allowed to violate for the sake of the mitzvah of shofar. Good. Now we're up to today's daf. So ve'ein chotchin also, and we're not allowed to cut a shofar. Bein b'davar shuhu mishum shvus. Whether you're using something that's only an issur drabanan, bein b'davar shuhu mishum losaser. Whether you're using something that's an issur losaser kol malacha. So Gemara says, what type of kli is an issur drabanan to cut a shofar with, and what type of kli would be an issur minatora to cut a shofar with? So mishum shvus magala. It's like a saw that you would what they would cut grain with. It's not normal to be misaking a shofar with. So that's not a melacha tzasa min haTorah. That's considered kalachar yad. It's considered a shinoi. And a losa says sakina. A losa says it would be a stam knife, where that's normal to cut the shofar with. And that's a melacha that's considered kedark. It's considered normal, and therefore being nisra min haTorah of misaking kli. Well, once the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to cut a shofar even with a kli that's only an issur drabanan, so lo sasemi bayi, do you need to tell me that you're not allowed to cut a shofar in a way that would be an issur daraisa? Isn't that obvious? So says Gemara again, so vein tzarech lomar zu katani. Yeah, that's the style of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says the greater chiddush, and then it lets you know. Yeah, and also the lesser chiddush, that which is more obvious. So avalim ratzel liten l'tocha mayim oyayin yiten. But if you want to put water or wine in the shofar in order to give it a crisper sound, that you're allowed to do. That's not called tikkun mana. So mayim o yayin in meraglayim lo. Sounds like yes, you're allowed to put water or wine in, but you're not allowed to put meraglayim in order to be misakin it. Masnisin mani, which shita is our Mishnah following? Sa abasholi. That must be the shita of abashol. The tanya abashol omer mayim o yayin mutter k'del tzachtzicho meraglayim asur mebeakavod. But you're not allowed to put meraglayim because it's disrespectful to the shofar, that we don't want that she mitzvos bezuyos alav. That's how the Rambam quotes it in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shofar. In the Rivani says because you have to be mevarich on the shofar, and it's a gnai to be mevarich, to be tokea bedover maus. Prichadush says that some say that it's mimdei kvodu shala tokea. So if that's the case, that's a big difference. I mean, if it's a covenant of the mitzvah, so then that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. And but if it's mishum the covenant of the tokea, a person could be mochel in his own covenant. It's his own covenant. It's not the covenant of the mitzvah. So, but Pashtus says he can't be mochel in this covenant. Pashtus, like the Rambam, ishlei mitzvah b'zuyos lav. So what we're saying is that you're allowed to put mayim or yayin in. We're saying that on Shabbos that's not tikkun mana, and obviously on a weekday you're allowed to do it. When we say avalo meraglayim, means even on a weekday you're not allowed to put meraglayim into it. Forget about Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even on a weekday you can't put meraglayim into it, because then it's going to be mitzvahs bezuyas alav. Ein makvin asitinokas minut koa. Then the Mishnah said we don't stop children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Says mar hanashim ma'akvin. The implication is that women who are patrum tkiyah shofar, because the mitzvah shazman grama, we're not going to allow them to blow shofar because it's going to be a violation of baltosif. Right? That's the diuk. That's what Rashi says. The peturus legamri the mitzvah shazman grama v'chitaki ika baltosif. If they're patrum from this mitzvah, says Rashi, and they're going to do it, apparently what the Gemara is suggesting now is that they're going to be in violation of baltosif. So Vatanya asked the Gemara, but wait a second, ain makvin lo asanashim velo asatinokas mitkal b'yom tov. But doesn't the Brisa say that we don't stop women from blowing shofar on Yom Tov? Sounds like it's not a violation of baltosif. So Rabbi, look, kasha, it's a machlokas. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that our Mishnah that says that or implies that we would stop women from blowing, that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an isra of baltosif for a woman to do a mitzvah that she's putter from. Whereas the Brisa that says that women are allowed to be tokeya, that's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that that there's no isra baltosif for a woman to volunteer as an eina mitzvah v'yosa, a woman that she's a mitzvah that she's pater from. Titania daber el bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says daber el bnei Yisrael, and the pasuk talks about smicha. It says v'mat aleim adam kiyakum mikem karban la Hashem. Says v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. So since it says in the mitzvah of smicha bnei Yisrael, so we darshin yeah bnei Yisrael somchin vein benos Yisrael somchos, that the mitzvah of smicha is for Bnei Yisrael, but it's aser to allow Benos Yisrael to do smicha. Why? Because that's an iser of Baltosif. That's how the Ritva understands. The Marsha writes that the reason is because it's Nisra of Avodah B'Kodshim. And over here also, there's Nisra of Shavus by Yitkiya. I mean, there's got to be something else that's wrong with it. It's not just Baltosif. That's two mahalchim, basically, in what the whole issue would be if a person's potter from mitzvah and volunteers to do the mitzvah anyway. So there's the way Rashi said, and the way some of the Rishonim say, that it's all a Baltosif issue. That if you potter and you can do it anyway, it's Baltosif. Other Rishonim say, no, it's not Baltosif. You're allowed to volunteer a mitzvah as the name of mitzvah v'yosa. But when there's something else to lose on the other side, meaning that by doing this mitzvah, there's something to be lost by doing the mitzvah. So by tkiyah shofar, it would be that it's a violation of shavus that you're playing a musical instrument on Yom Tov. So it would be a violation of that shavus. When it comes to smicha, it would be a violation of being nenem in a kodshim. So those kinds of things. When there's some other issue, so it's going to be a violation. Let's read it like Rashi. That's baltosif. Dib Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Noshim Somchos Rishus. That women have a rishus; they're allowed to do the mitzvah of smicha. And it's not an Isra Baltosif if they do the smicha. So Mela, both by Tkir Shofar also, they could be Tokeya, and it's not going to be a violation of Baltosif. So of course, the big discussion in the Poskim and the Rishonim is, okay, let's assume, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that they're allowed to do the mitzvah, that it's not a violation of Baltosif to do the mitzvah, but are women allowed to recite a bracha on a mitzvah that they're volunteering? Right? If they're allowed to perform the mitzvah, does that mean that they're allowed to recite a bracha on such a mitzvah? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, that women do not recite a bracha mitzvah shazman grama. And the Smag explains, because they can't say vitzivanu, they're not nitztave in the mitzvah. So how could they say the word vitzivanu? And some say that it's they shouldn't say bracha because it's bracha shein tzricha and it's asher min haTorah mishum lo sisa. Then maybe that's why the Rambam says, because it's an isadar raisa of lo sisa. Whereas the Balei HaTosos say otherwise. The Balei HaTosos over here and elsewhere in Shas say that no, that Tzivanu is going globally on all mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam says, Nashim that are Mekayim mitzvah Shazman Grama, that are Mekayim the mitzvahs Neinu mitzvah V'yosa, they're able to say a bracha. Michal Bashol would say a bracha when she would put on tefillin. That's the only woman in history that we know of that put on tefillin. A lot of times people say Rashi's daughters put on tefillin. It's not true. We don't have any record of any such thing. But Michal Bashol put on tefillin. Michal Bashal had a lot of masculine qualities to her. That's very clear. So she put on tefillin. So even though the Ikar Raya of Rabbeinu Tam maybe is not such a great Raya, Tosfos points out, because you can bring a Raya, because you can't bring a Raya from a Suma, because a Suma is Chayiv al Kolpanim Midrabanan, as opposed to an Isha where she's not even Chayiv Midrabanan. That's what Tosfos works with all the time. That if a Suma is going to say a Bracha, if a blind person is going to say a Bracha, even though they're Potter, so then it would mean that an Isha could also say a Bracha. So that's not necessarily the greatest Shitas Raya. But nevertheless, the Rashba writes, we should be Samech on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that women are Mevarich Amitzei Shazman Grama, because Mestama, Michal Bashal used to be Mevarich when she put on Tefillin. Mestama, I don't know how we know that. The Ran says that even though Rabbeinu Tam's Rayas are not, 100%, nevertheless, we Paskin like him, and women say a Bracha, because women get Schar for a mitzvah that they do even when they're Pater, as an Einam Mitzvah Viyosa. Because that's Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina says, Godal Mitzvah Viyosa, Yosef Mimi, She'einam Mitzvah Viyosa. Sounds like, yeah, it's your greater schar when you're mitzvah v'yosa, but when you're ain't mitzvah v'yosa, there's still some sort of schar. Aye, what about fitzivanu? Since men are nitztave in the mitzvah, it's appropriate to say that as a klal Yisrael, it's fitzivanu. So how do we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber predictably paskins like the Rambam, that women should not recite a bracha mitzvah shazman grama, because suffik brachas lahakel, meaning even though half the Sephardic poskim, the Rashba, the Ran, also say that that women should recite a bracha, it's at least the suffik brachas. The Ramah, however, says that the minig is that women do recite a bracha like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. But a man should not, who's already been yotzei should not recite a bracha for a woman. There is a tshuva min hashemayim in the Shalos Tshuvas min hashemayim where he says the mitzvah of shofar and lulav they can be mevarich because we find bechanukah and purim they're mevarchos because they were afen leibosa anes because there's a reason for lulav that einan uel levech lavinu shba shemayim and by shofar that's why we use a lulav from a date palm that has only levech lavinu shba shemayim and the shofar also it's lahalus achronim barosh hashana so. Women are shaykh to the Indian of both lulav and shofar. That's what it says in Shuvas Min Hashemayim, why they're able to say a bracha. That's quite a chiddush, that you're going to start being mechalik between those mitzvah shazman grama that women have some sort of deeper connection to and those that they don't. The Taz writes that even though the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that women can say a bracha mitzvah shazman grama, but nevertheless, women should not say havdalah for themselves. And the Taz explains, because lulav and shofar, where men are chayiv min haTorah, so nashim could be mevarich also. But a mitzvah that men are also only chayiv in midrabanan, so there's a double reason to pater. First of all, it's only midrabanan, and second, in a mitzvah shazman grama. So because of that, they shouldn't do havdalah, which is midrabanan. Others say that no, havdalah is different, maybe because the mitzvah itself is a bracha. That when it's a bracha on a mitzvah, so then women can volunteer the bracha. But when the mitzvah itself is a bracha, then women are not allowed to volunteer the mitzvah. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. We said that you can teach the children on Rosh Hashanah. So Amra to blow shofar. This din that you can be misasik with ketanim to teach them how to blow shofar, even though it's not a tzikir shel mitzvah, afilu b'shabbos. Even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the Gemara is saying, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to be tokei shofar b'shabbos because of gzeir shem yavinu dalad amos b'rishus ram. But it sounds like, for chinuch you're allowed to do it because you're not going to carry it for amos. You're just going to blow for the children. You're going to teach the children to blow. Tani nami achim of v'braisa sounds like Rabbi Lazar misaskim le'nat shiel medu afilu b'shabbos ve'in ma'ak v'natinok smilut koa. B'Shabbos, not only in Yom Tov, but even on Shabbos. Vein Tzarech Lomer B'Yom Tov, and for sure when it's a Yom Tov that falls out on a weekday. So Hagufa Akasha, the Chor of the Brisa itself is a Stira Mineu Bei, because Amrit Misaskin Ben, we said Achiel Medu Vafilu B'Shabbos. On the one hand, we say that you should teach them even on Shabbos. Alma L'Chadchila Amrin Antiku. Sounds like even L'Chadchila you're allowed to do it. V'Hadar Tana, but then the Brisa says Ein Ma'akvin. We don't stop them. Ikuvu Hudlo Ma'akvin. That sounds like we don't stop them. L'Chadchila. But we would never instruct them to blow shofar like that. Says Mar Lo Kasha. Kan bekatan shigil lechinuch. Kan bekatan shelo igil lechinuch. It all depends whether we're talking about a katan that's igil lechinuch and it's a mitzvah to be mechanichim and tkiyah shofar, and therefore you could be misasik imo to teach him to blow shofar. Whereas the sefer where it says that we don't stop him, but lechachila you wouldn't be pushing him. That's a katan shelo igil lechinuch, and because of that, there's no need to get him involved lechachila because he's not igil lechinuch. Anyway, higiel lechinuch means that he's not yet fully able to do the mitzvah bishle musa. That's what we assume is the age of chinuch. For each mitzvah, it's different. V'misasek lo yatzah. And we said that someone who blows shofar k'mis asek is not yotze. He's not having kavana at all to be tokea. Hatokea l'shir yatzah. The implication is that if he's having kavana to be tokea, but not for the mitzvah, he's having kavana to be tokea just for the sake of producing musical sounds, then he would be yotze. Lema misaye, lema l'rava. Maybe there's a raya to Rava. Dama Rava, remember, we had the sugya. Hatokea l'shir yatzah, that Rava holds mitzvah sein shrichus kavana, and therefore a person who intends to be tokea, as long as he intends to do the mice, even though he's not intending to do the mitzvah, he's still going to be yotzei. So it says more, Dilma tokei l'shir nami misasek karile. Now maybe when the Mishnah said misasek is not yotzei, it incorporates within misasek not only someone who doesn't even intend to produce sounds, to be tokea, it incorporates within the word misasek even someone who does the mitzvah shalom b'kavana, and maybe mitzvah strichas kavana, and you're in fact not yotze the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah had said, v'shamea min misasek lo yotze, that someone who's shamea min misasek is not yotze. So the Gemara says, dafka someone who's shamea, from someone who's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah tkiya shofar at all, even to be yotze himself is not yotze. Avol shamea min hamashmia la'atzmo, but if someone hears from a tokea that that himself wants to be yotze the mitzvah of shofar, but he's not having in mind to be motzi anyone else. My, what would the din be? Yatza. Then that would be good enough. If I'm blowing shofar, and I know I'm blowing shofar, I'm trying to do the mitzvah of shofar, but I'm not having in mind to be motzi someone else, that someone else who hears could still be yotze. So, lematave to yufte to Rabbi Zeira. Double Rabbi Zeira l'shame ichavim mitakali. Remember in the mitzvah of sugi mitzvah kavana, we said that Rabbi Zeira instructed a shamish, I want you to have kavana to be tokea for me. Sounds like kavana was a very critical part, that he has to have kavana to be motzi. Says more, no, Dilma, I did the Tana Reish, misasek, Tana Seifanami, misasek. Maybe, you don't have to say that way. Maybe that agav, that the Tana of the Reish used the term misasek to be yotze, that when it said that you yotze, the Seifa also says the term misasek. But who adin if you're shomea from someone who's miskavin lahotzi asatzmo, even if he's not misasik, he's miskavin to do the mitzvah, but just for himself and not for you, that since he didn't have kavanah to be motzi you, so then you would in fact not be yotzi. So we don't necessarily have a raya from there. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, Elisha will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. I'm going to be gone for the next 3 days. Be'ez Hashem, I'll be back on Monday. Have a good day and a good Shabbos, everybody.